Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, America. Welcome to our Mornings at the Mansion show. I am your host, Marlo Mosey, and my amazing co-host this morning is Anthony Michelle.
Good morning.
Good morning, Anthony. How are you today?
I'm good.
What a wonderful day it is here at the Mansion on Park Row. Yeah. So I tell you what, girl, yesterday was an amazing 87 degrees, and we don't know what's going on with today, but it's amazing anyway.
Yeah.
And we just want to, like, say a special prayer today or just encourage our listeners to pray for the people here in Wylie, Texas, who was, like, hit with some major, major hail. I was just informed that they had, like, baseball and grapefruit-sized hail on yesterday, and just praying that the insurance companies would do right by these people, you know, because, you know, when things like this happen that you have no idea are going to happen, they do happen. And we just pray for those people today that they will be covered, you know, in every area. And so we just want to say that this morning and ask everyone to just be mindful in prayer as you go about your day today and lift these people up. So we just want to encourage the listeners and ourselves and everyone here at the Mansion to just kind of follow pursuit in that arena today. And we are coming to you today from the Mansions on Park Row, located at 2700 West Park Row Drive. That's Pantego, Texas, 76013. So we are so encouraged to know today is going to be an amazing day. And we also want to encourage our callers to call in at 646-668-2247. That's 646-668-2247. And I also want to say good morning to our Vive by Design Fitness Center here at the Mansions on Park Row, and to all the amazing ladies that come in and just, sweat and have a fabulous time here at our fitness center, which is located on top of our 2704 location at V by Design Studio. So good morning, ladies, and I hope you guys will come tonight and do y'all thing. Okay? So I tell you, Anthony, so how'd your day started so far today?
Oh, great. You know, we just got up, rolled over. You know, I'm in the sewing.
You got a lot of deadlines.
Yes, a lot of deadlines, and garments get done for our fabulous white party.
Yes, I'm so excited. Wow.
Indeed.
Well, indeed, it is a blessing to be busy
mm-hmm.
and to have assignments, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm telling you, girl, that's just amazing, you know. So I tell you, Anthony, the best is yet to come, so you better get ready, girl. It's amazing. So it's going to be a beautiful day today, and I pray that wherever you are, you know, in the land today, that you would make it the best day that it can be for you. And just always, as we acknowledge everyone, to administer their first fruits for the day and just giving the Lord what belongs to Him. So we just want to encourage everyone to listen in. We're going to have an incredible, incredible morning show today here at the Mansion, and we will talk about what our topic is a little bit, and the name of our topic today is Boxed in Bondage, and to sum it up, box living.
Yes.
Amen? So we just kind of get in the meat of that and encourage our listeners to know that things like this do happen a lot more than what we think it does, and it happens to some of the people that you would never believe it would happen to, you know, and just kind of help teach and encourage in the teaching for people who want to just, you know, be able to transition out of that and be able to walk in, more in the light and just be encouraged in it. So we're going to go to our very first commercial song and listen to our beautiful Cree Perkins with her Unblind Me.
Don't let me lose my way. I'm going to shout your name, hallelujah. Ever, cause I don't
to Mornings at the Mansion. And we are so geared up today and excited about our new show, our new topic today, box and bondage, you know, and resulting in box living. And we just want to encourage and pray that we will be able to help someone today, to our listeners out there that are kind of struggling or know someone that's struggling in this arena, and just to be able to help them find their way, you know, to be able to make it through. But I just want to, when the Lord gave us this topic on last week to bring, I kind of was talking to my co-host, Anthony, a little bit about, you know, what the Lord had given us. And, you know, as she is the techno behind the scenes, putting the show all together, and I just kind of released it into the atmosphere. But most of all, I just released it upon her and just asked her to kind of promote the show however the Lord gave it to her. So that's where we're going to come from today. So I just want to encourage the listeners to know that, you know, I truly know that it's not all about me, it's about we. And we're going to bring it the way the Lord has given it to us to deliver it today. And just that you guys can encourage Anthony as she rolls out today with her interpretation in the spirit of box living. So we're going to actually go to scripture. And the Lord has given us Galatians 2, and that's 2 and 4 is where we're going to read. And she'll elaborate a little bit on the scripture and then what the Lord has given from the beginning. So in that, the word reads Galatians 2 and 4, and that because of false brethren, unawareness brought in, who came in privately to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage. So when I read that interpretation that flowed out of your belly, how the Lord had gave that to you, that was the scripture. Well, he had already really given it to us previously, but how he gave that to you in the interpretation. Mm-hmm. So kind of share that a little bit, Anthony, about what he had given to you.
I will define a box as limitations, expectations, lies, deceptions, presuppositions that are things that have past experiences attached to them that you bring into a new life, a new way that is really not relevant, mm-hmm. and or it was based upon a lie. And fears, anything that someone will put upon you, and it could be any person that is relevant in your life, be it mom, dad, uncle, auntie, someone who is in a authoritative position, mm-hmm. that, you know, sometimes I would say, you know, being young or a babe, you look at these individuals as almost God because of what they say to you is law. It is what you live by. You mm-hmm. take whatever it is that they have said to you to be true without testing, without anything. So you take it in. And when you find out now through the word, the promises of God, that, wait a minute, you know, there's a lot of contradictories to what was told to you as far as living your life in him, in freedom. So basically that's where I was coming from when it came to the box living. That's what it means to me, because, you know, I've had say, well, no, you can't do this or can't do that, like business-wise. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you know, they would put limitations on me as far as what I can do. And I know I had learned that reading God's word, that, oh, my, what? Mm-hmm. That there's liberty and there's no limitation in what he can impart in me, and what can flow from him through me. So that's where I'm coming from when it came to being in bondage, and sometimes we're not even aware of it.
Right.
So it's like, you know, like they say, the old wives' tales,
mm-hmm.
or stories, or you know, I use business often, like your mother worked for civil service, or
mm-hmm.
you know, had their 9-to-5, and so when you step out there, I'll say no, this is what God has called me to do. I'm going to step into entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
This is what, you know, I have a vision, I have a dream of what I want to do, and what I believe God is leading me to do. And, you know, sometimes you get no,
right.
You get the
right.
no's, you can't do that. Or, you know what, you really need to stick to, you know, what we know,
mm-hmm.
the parents, this is what we know. So it worked well for us, you know, clocking in, doing the 9-to-5 thing. So, you know, this is what you're going to do, you know. So,
that's true.
Yeah.
And, you know, not to add insult to injury, but it's so ritual.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you know, I hear a lot of people say, oh, my God, you're so religious. I'm like, no, I'm not. Okay,
right.
You know, because it runs together, you know, it almost runs concurrent when you look at the ritualistic and religion, and it's like all rules,
right.
You know, and I understand, you know, that there was law before grace, you know, and we had all these commandments, which
mm-hmm.
was almost like, well, the Lord had to do what he had to, God had to do what he had to do when he had to do it,
mm-hmm.
but when the ultimate solution for freedom for us was Christ,
yeah.
You know, going to the cross, and at the moment that he, you know, he laid it all down for us,
mm-hmm.
immediately grace came in,
yeah.
to give us liberty, you know, to flow and to no longer be under subjection,
mm-hmm.
under those type of ritual laws.
Yeah.
It's just amazing how, and it's a spirit of manipulation, and
oh,
it's a really
man.
Deep place,
oh, my goodness.
That people flow,
mm-hmm.
and then with that, that's witchcraft, you know,
oh, yeah.
how people try to put us in a box,
mm-hmm.
and tell us you can't do that, or even if they, and then they'll give you just a little bit of room if they feel,
right.
you know, just, you know, and then they try to pull you back, and
right.
it's just a big game.
It really is.
You know, and when you don't know any better, you know, you and you get into this place where you're like, I don't want to let them down.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't want to, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's good to point.
Yeah. It's
mm-hmm.
amazing. But we are here to pull the covers off of that
yeah.
spirit today,
mm-hmm.
and encourage people who are maybe perhaps going through or coming out, to come on
mm-hmm.
out, you know,
yeah.
or if you know someone, and to be able to encourage them
mm-hmm.
through this amazing show today mm-hmm. and how the Lord has given it to you. So can you kind of go a little bit deeper in that, Anthony, for us?
Well, I had also, it was living unlimited. And what I did was, because I was in that box, I was in a box of fear.
Mm-hmm.
And that limited me from, you know, really stepping out there, and or fears about what others might think, say, and let's see, there's so much running through my head. So, but even it is basically living out your life for someone else,
uh-huh.
instead of living out your life according to the plan that God has for you.
That's
specifically.
Right.
And so my thing is, my thing was learning who I am in Him, and that the dreams and the visions that He's given me were true. They were yay and amen. There was something that he gave to me personally. something that I could walk out. And there were times I'm like, really? Is that for me? Is that
right?
You know,
he was second guessing.
Because sometimes, you know, you have these, oh my God, you know, I have this vision, and I mean, mine is huge. And I know sometimes it can be kind of daunting or like, oh my God, oh my God. But you know that you can't do it alone, that you're not on an island by yourself, and you got to know. But he will bring individuals into your life to help you walk that out. And I mean, help you.
Right. That's right. Really help you.
Really.
Yeah.
Truly.
Okay. No hidden agenda.
No hidden. Because, you know, the enemy is busy. And so he can send those individuals in your life, whether, like I said, whether it be mom, dad,
you know,
any of those individuals that you just take their word to be true and almost final.
Right.
Instead of, you know, like I said, walking that out and or discovering and finding out for yourself who you are. And like I said, I don't mind sitting back, re-examining and putting the vision out there to re-examine and make sure that what I'm doing, because whatever it is I'm doing, God has to be in that, you know, in order for it to prosper, in order for it to have favor, in order for it to flourish and have fruit, it has to be what he's called you to do. And so it doesn't matter. I have multiple vision, multiple things, and it could be, like I said, the dreams and visions that I have could be to help someone else.
That's right.
With theirs.
And you have. You stepped into that arena as well.
So, you know, it is understanding that having that release, the ability to release that, like I said, release it in the atmosphere, release it so that others can be blessed by whatever, what the gift, the skill that he's given you. So, it's just so many things in that box. And having the courage to step out there, and if you need that word, if you need the promises, I did create like a scroll when I was going through that discovery of who I am. So it's hundreds of scriptures that talks about who I am, and that helped me to start build up just like that spiritual muscle. I mean, at first you're kind of weak, and sometimes, you know, you hit the work of the enemy or he'll slip in, and you're like, oh. But the more that you speak who you are, and the more that you have an understanding, like, my time, remember, was I am the apple of my father's eye. And so I would resonate on that. I'm like, oh, my God, he loved me so much that. And so that helped me come out of the box of just, you know, either living my life for someone else and or not stepping out of there because of fear, you know, that helped me.
That reminds me of, as you're, you know, just expressing yourself, as you come out of that place, you know, because we've all been there at some point, you know, but I see in the supernatural that people become puppets. And, you know, if you can just kind of go into this place right now and look at the, you know, in the natural, where it would be the natural, supernatural, but this is a supernatural vision here as you were bringing that. And when you can see the puppet master,
ooh,
okay? And the puppet master has all these strings attached to your wrist, your neck, your head, your arms, and you doing some stuff that you'd be like, what is going on? How am I, what am I doing? And, you know, you have no control over it because that's how powerful that place can be for people controlling and ruling and reigning.
Yes.
And not just your atmospheres, but in your life. It starts all in the mind. You know, because once they can get there and manipulate and control, and, you know, it's just a horrible thing in the world today. It's always been, because the word says there's nothing new under the sun. You know, but we just have to know, like you say, know who you are,
mm-hmm.
and break the chains, the strings, or whatever those things are attached to you, and just live life on purpose. And it doesn't matter who says what or however, but we are going to go to commercial. And we're going to get back into this amazing topic of box and bondage and box living. So we're going to kind of hear what Asaba has to say in her unexpected.
Complete when I'm with you. Curiosity for you drew me into your world. My mind's so amazed by the words you speak. Feel so safe in your arms. All my fears melt away, but we
coming live here from the Mansions on Park Row, located at 2700 West Park Row Drive. That is Pantego, Texas, 76013. And we are back to our topic, box and bondage, resulting in box living. And I am here with my amazing co-host, Miss Antoni Michelle, who is just totally bringing it from her heart today, and how the Lord has just given her a place of liberty and all the fruits of production in her life, you know, and being able to just walk it out in grace and love, and all the fruits of the Spirit. So I'm just excited to be able to be here with you on a weekly, even though I see you daily. That's amazing. And this is just like so what we do. You know, we just sup with the Lord, and we share. We just thank the Lord for giving us the opportunity for bringing it to our listeners. You know, and we just want to encourage our callers to call in. And our call-in number is 646-668-2247. That's 646-668-2247. And our scripture that we're going to come from at this portion of the show, it's Romans 8 and verse 15. It says, "For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." And that's amazing, because in this portion of the segment of, you know, the word that the Lord has given you, that was so appropriate to encourage our listeners and ourselves, you know, to know that we have not received the spirit of bondage again, because fear and bondage are, it's just the attachment of it, you know, and how it makes you go back in that place and not flow out. You know, it keeps you tucked away, you know, because the enemy's, of course, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy, like the word says. But when Christ came and left to ascend, to be with the Father, he left us all power. And the enemy can only do what we allow him to do. And I cannot stress that enough, you know, because he's totally powerless, you know. We don't have to be boxed in. We don't have to live like that, you know. So that's why we're here today, just to encourage. And so, Antoni, kind of go into your second portion of and elaborate a little bit on that. Read that for us.
But we are here to tell you that there is liberty in God.
Yes.
We are limitless in our abilities in Him. God is infinite. God is all-powerful, all-knowing, all-capable. There are no limits restricting God. Yet, despite this, to your own and their own harm, believers tend to limit the power of God by wrong or misinformed thinking. And my thought behind that was, we hear the enemy comes through, whether like I said, through someone else, or just he sends whispers, like he's telling you things as far as what you can and cannot do, or lies about who you are, who you aren't, and a lot of times we don't check those thoughts. We let them just either marinate in our thinking, and, you know, you start kind of questioning, really? Is that me? Is that,
right.
So the doubt that you have, the negative, you know, thinking in terms of, oh, you know, I can't do this, I can't do that, and, you know, maybe what, you know, Auntie so-and-so said, maybe that it is true. You know, look, you know, I've made a mistake, and, you know, maybe I'm not good at it. Maybe I'll just, you know, give up, and, you know, all of that. You know, sometimes we do not check the enemy and or check that train of thought.
Right.
We just let it run amok, and then pretty soon you start retreating or having the doubts, the unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just time to stop it.
Just
stop allowing the enemy to creep in like that. And it's subtle. It's always like that little subtle that you know, that negative thinking or whatever that you let go on without being checked. And that's one way in.
Right.
You know, to keep you from doing
right.
what it is that you're called to do. So it's like, you know, what are you doing? You really, you know, who told you that you can do that without a formal education? Who told you that, you know, you can operate in those gifts and, you know, who do you think you are? You know, and all of that. So my suggestion is check it, meaning
yeah.
stop it. Like, oh no, remind them, no, that's not what God says about me. You know, I know that he's given me skills, abilities, and talents. Because how in the world will I, you know, for me, I give him all the praise, all the glory, all the honor when it comes to what it is that I do. If it was not and had not been for him, what he's done for me and or imparted those things, you know, I lean on him. I rely on him to be a blessing to others because I know it goes beyond myself. It's beyond that.
A lot of times the enemy just, he really blows it on you. And then we do it to ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he really don't. He just kind of gives that thought to us. And then we just blow it up. And then we did it out.
Yeah.
See, that's the whole analogy of the puppet master because it's just too much. And like you say, you know, you just have to sever those things.
Mm-hmm.
You have to sever the mindset that
yeah.
you were once in. And once you sever it, you can transition,
mm-hmm.
you know, to that new place and then flow in it. And sometimes it's a little intimidating, you know, because you're
yeah.
so used to functioning
well,
with
yeah.
with Puppet Master.
Yeah.
And then when you have your own, you know, motion,
yeah.
you know, you kind of like, I don't know if I can do this, you know, but that'd be you telling you. At that
yeah.
point, no more the enemy's doing it. Now you're doing it, you know.
Yeah.
So we just have to know that, see.
Mm-hmm.
And then like you were saying, you know, we as believers, and that's why
mm-hmm.
we're called believers, because it's all about what we believe,
yeah.
you know. Do you really believe Philippians 4:13? Do you really believe Jeremiah 29:11?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So if you believe those things, then the transition of it, like we always say, are smooth as butter.
Yeah.
You know, and being able to tell the enemy no is just really not just it being in a call of true repentance. And a lot of people think that repentance is like, you know, you got to beg God and you got to do all that. Really, he just wants us to acknowledge who he is and what he says to be true
yes.
and turn and walk the other way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they used to say, walk in the light.
Okay.
Walk towards the light,
yeah.
you know, and you see clearer, you know. And it's just amazing, though. And I'm just so grateful that you're here to share your heart today, you know, with
yeah.
us as you boxed your way out of the
yeah.
box.
I mean, seriously, it was a fight because it's constant, especially when you know, have the control for so long, whatever, you know, and when you come to yourself, you know, just like the prodigal son, it's like, what?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
yeah.
You mean to tell me, you know, have an inheritance? I have
yeah.
what?
Yeah.
You know, and that process of renewing the mind, it is constant.
Yeah.
Because the enemy, you know, he's constant.
Yeah.
So you have to keep reminding him, oh, no.
That's true.
I know who I am.
That's true.
You know, so, and I said, but, you know, I'm not by any means perfect. but I know where to run to.
Yeah.
When,
yeah.
you know, it's like, wait a minute.
That's where the scripture the Lord just gave it to me, but where it says that the righteous run in.
Mm-hmm.
In the faith. He's a strong tower, you
yes.
know. And we run in, you
mm-hmm.
know, and we're safe. You know, I always say, like, I look at that every time my pastor preaches that or put that in the atmosphere at the King's Haven, I look at it as baseball.
Safe.
Yep. That's a wrap, you know. I just see it like that, you know. And you know, it's just amazing to know that that's how. But, you know, I'm an animated person anyway, you know. And I was talking to my great niece yesterday. I'm so amazingly impressed in her supernatural place where she's come. Her name is Summer Scott. And she is 17 years old, a senior in high school. But I remember when she was 5 years old and she was in her little Christian academy. And when she graduated, you know, and she's a really meek, humble child. And her testimony at 5 years old was that she was going to be an evangelist. Well, yesterday when I picked her up from school, she was telling me about all these incredible trips that she's going on as a missionary and how she's going to, well, she's really already walking in that. She's an evangelist, you know, and just being able to, yes, to impart some incredible things on her journey and to give her great nuggets about her seed and making sure that her seed is in fertile ground. And no matter what, you know, don't let the enemy talk you out of this journey, you know, because it's been in you since you were five, you know. And a lot of times we don't have people around us, especially at that age, to birth those anointings and gifts, you know, in us and blow fresh winds and encourage them to be great leaders, you know. And I was just so encouraged by her yesterday. And then I even asked her another question yesterday, which was, I was like, I'm 53, and I was like, did I even think like that at 17? You know, but she had shared with me that she was ready to go because she's growing and blossoming. And she was like, you know, Auntie, I need to kind of go shopping. And I was like, well, have you talked to your mom? And she was like, yeah. She was so excited about her sister getting a new instrument, you know. And I asked her, I said, well, does that kind of bother you that your mom was like, haven't been able to come and do this for you and she's doing that for your sister? She goes, well, you know, I never thought about it. You know, but the average kid would say, should be feeling some type of way, you know, about that. And just being, I said, I'm just so honored to be your aunt, okay? Yes. And, I mean, just that's just a beautiful thing. And we have to encourage these young people, you know, and train them up in the fear and the admiration of the Lord and just encouraging them through their journey. But I was so elated to just be in her presence and her be excited about. And I know we kind of shifted gears a little bit, but I just wanted to share that testimony to encourage someone to encourage. You know, that way they don't have to start their life out in the box. You know what I'm saying? You know, having all these rules and, you know, and we just have to let them know, you know, flap your wings.
And they have the ability to recognize it.
Yeah.
Before it even has an opportunity to enter.
Yes. Yes.
You can say, ah, you know, you already know the games that the enemy plays.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can know that at 17.
Yeah.
You can know it and you can walk in it and you can shut it down. With your little beak humble self. Yes, but that's just amazing. But I'm just so grateful to be able to encourage our listeners today to, you know, to be able to know that you can break those chains, you know, and you can walk out your life in the order that it's to be, you know, and also to not complicate it. You know, because life is designed from the very beginning, we were designed to be in paradise. Okay. And no drama in it. And we were supposed to live forever, but, you know, Lord, man switched up the plan.
Right.
So we just have to know that through Christ we can live forever, even though it's not in this world. But we will be in, you know, we will be with the Lord, and that's forever. That's that eternal life, you know. So, and just live it out and walk it out here. And also for people to know that they can have heaven on earth.
That's
as well, because you know what you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven,
and
what you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. So just knowing that you can do those things and walk it out and be happy every day. You know, my sister always asked me, do you wake up like this every day? I mean, really, do you have a bad day? I said, well, not really, because no matter what is going on in my life, it's still a good day.
Amen.
It's still a good day, okay? No matter how the enemy comes, I just shut him down, put him on my feet, and keep him moving. It may not go the way I think it should go, but it's all according to God's plan. You know, we still have to be the light. Yeah, we still have to be the light, you know. So we just pray that we have a incredible message, you know, to be able to come across, you know, as we are, you know, and this is really real. This is how we're walking it out. Because he also promises that our latter will be greater than our former, you know. So I'm just excited about that too. Okay. So we are going to go to, let's see, where are we? We are in Galatians. Okay.
Second Galatians 5.
Galatians 5:1. Yeah,
Corinthians.
Let's see. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Okay. All righty. Let's see if we can find that because. Okay. 2 Corinthians. Yes. Did you get it down? Yeah, we are in 2 Corinthians. But what we're going to read now, let's go ahead and read Galatians 5:1. Let's read that real quick, and then we'll go to Corinthians. 5:1 reads, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. Yes, he has. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So, you know, as of today, listeners, and ourselves, okay, as we go higher, as of today, the word says, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. You know, no matter how small it seems or really how really big it is, because for some people it's really big.
Yeah.
You know, after today and being in the knowledge of and just being mindful to actually write these scriptures down and be able to go back and resonate over that and hear what the Lord is saying to you in this season about coming out of the box, you know, a bondage and living repetitively in box living, you know, to where you can have liberty and justice for all, as we've always known in America, okay, to be, you know, and just being grateful for the Lord in that and knowing who he is in our lives, you know. So we can come back to this after we go to commercial. Let's go to commercial. We'll come back and we'll conclude the topic, and you guys will hear what our mansion events are for the week.
Thinking of me at all?
Well, welcome back to our Mornings at the Mansion show. And I would just like to say a special thanks to all of our listeners today who are have listened in to our Box and Bondage session today. And we are going to conclude our message today that we have, and that is in 2 Corinthians 3 and 17.
Mm-hmm.
And that reads today for us.
I have the New International Version says, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom."
Wow. And that's true, you know, and that's real simple.
Yes.
The simplicity of that is where the Spirit is, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom and liberty.
Yes.
To where that you can just be free, you know, and not have all of the dictatorship and don't do this, can't do that, all the rules, and, you know, that's just too much, you know. And because when you are led by the Spirit of liberty, you know, and the Holy Spirit, you know, it's going to lead and guide you into all truth. And you're not going to have you know, the mandate of the rule. You're going to have liberty to be able to soar in that place. And I love the conclusion of what you have written here, where it says the promises of God which dispel that type of thinking and open you up to receive the unlimited, unimmeasurable blessings of God. So we just encourage the world to know that everything is there for you. You know, it's all for the taking.
Yeah.
You know, you just have to want it,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I remember back in the day, this guy used to always ask me, how bad do you want it? So that's the question. How bad do you want to be free?
Mm.
You know, so feel free to go back and chime in and, you know, just write these scriptures down. And in your downtime, just, you know, immerse yourself in them and become immeasurable,
yeah.
you know?
And for those that, we do have an email, so if you have questions that you want to get to us, you can do that as well.
Yes, yes. The Lord led us to do that, to just go ahead and talk about anyone that's, you know, if you feel that you don't want to be a caller, you can always communicate with us by email at the mansion on Park Row at yahoo.com, or feel free to write on the physical to the Mornings at the Mansion. And that physical is 2700 West Park Row Drive, Pantego, Texas, 76013. So feel free to write in, and we will definitely read your letters and correspond back and forth with you, you know, just depending on how you want to express yourself, you know, in elaborating and being connected to this new place and this show. So we definitely encourage that. And we have a few little announcements, which is our mansion events that we have. And that is our white affair. We are 1 week away. 1 week away. Yes. So if you have not got your tickets, I'm going to need you guys to go on to the link on Eventbrite and purchase your tickets. Or if you're in Arlington, Dallas, Fort Worth, feel free to come in to the mansion on Park Row. And we have tickets available here. So that is going to be April 23rd at 7 p.m. here at the mansion. And we're just so excited about this event. And trust me, there will be many more to come, but it's nothing like the white affair.
Yeah.
You know? And if you have not gotten your white outfit, you better give 1-800-ANTHONY-MICHELLE a call. Okay? And get your white design. And like we said last week, don't come in no blue, because you might have to purchase a garment at the door. Yes. Don't come in no red, no black, because we will eventually have those events as well, the blue
yeah.
event, the black event. Okay. So we're just excited about all of that, and I have a really incredible announcement to make today. I'm totally excited and a whole bunch of stuff going on in my spirit, even though I have not seen the Total magazine, but we will. We were featured in Encore HD magazine, and actually the magazines go on bookshelves today. And Barnes & Noble's, Walmart, so go out and go get your HD, and your host, Marlo Mosey, is a featured entrepreneur in this magazine. So I'm so excited, but hey, listen, if you can't make it there, come by the mansion on Park Row. We will have magazines on hand. So feel free to to come to the mansion, purchase your magazine, or give us a call. We can get it to you. So we're just excited about it. And I just wanted to remind everyone about our new wine event. That is the first Friday of every month. That is our Inspiration and Empowerment Group, which is so amazing. Great place of mentorship, sisterpreneurs, queendoms, all of that good stuff that we have going on here. So I'm just so excited about that. So feel free to tune in to next week's show and see what it's all about. And right now the Lord hasn't given it to us. That's how he's been rolling lately.
Okay.
Yeah, so we just roll with him because it's his plan, and it's always incredible, and we just trust him like that. You know, right, Anthony?
Yes, indeed.
You know, and just be encouraged. And I just wanted to say once again to my amazing Zumba class today, be encouraged, ladies. And I tell you, we have a great inspirational Zumba instructor, and I know that don't sound like it go together, but it really do. Because when people are anointed to do what they do, you know, we transition in dimensions, and that's Kenya Sanchez, who's here at Viva by Design. So I just wanted to say to Kenya, you continue to be encouraged and do what you do because you're second to none in that, you know. So kudos to Kenya today. Amen. So, Anthony, you got any concluding announcements you would like to make this morning?
Well, that was pretty much it. You know, I look forward to seeing you all at the black party. It's going to be a ball. You guys have to come and, you know, just celebrate with us and just enjoy spending time, you know, and getting to know each other even a little bit more.
Yeah, we're going to have some Asaba, who you all have listened to on our show. She will be our featured artist there live at the event. It's just going to be a great sultry event. We have our caterer, Mansion Caterer on staff, RV's Cajun Cuisine, and we will have our saxophonist here, and it's just going to be a great time to celebrate who we are, you know. Nothing extraordinarily special, just to celebrate each other and to be able to do that throughout the year. So we just encourage everyone, if you haven't gotten your tickets, feel free to go on Eventbrite and pull up the Mansions on Park Row. If you don't have that link, and it will pull up the Wi-Fi.
Yes, indeed.
So we're going to sell out, listen to our Unblind Me, which is an incredible song, and feel free to go on to purchase your songs for Cree Perkins. She's just amazing. So we're going to sell out with Cree today and hope to hear from you guys on next week.
Many blessings.
Yes.
Don't let me lose my way. I'm going to shout your name, hallelujah. I need.